Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you here tonight. It is September 20th, 2022. Anyway, it's good to be here. I'm glad that you are here joining us and bringing your faith into this portal of praise and grace for the Lord. So God bless you. For that, I hope that you're having a good week, and I pray that you'd be encouraged this evening and that our faith would be fortified, right? It would be encouraged. We are to come and encourage one another, as the word says, daily. And it's really so that when we encourage one another, that we are imparting courage into each other, right? So that it becomes, goes from the EN to the IN. It's encouraged, deposited, and imparted in one another so that we can, when there's times, as there will be, you know, when we're in battle, that we, you know, the word of the Lord says that he sets up a banner over us. His banner over us is love. And a banner in wartime is set up so that when they're in the field and the, you know, things are kicking up and dusty, you know, everything at eye level is, you know, being challenged, you look up and you see where the banner is. So you know where to go for your refuge, where your safe place and your camp is, and you become encouraged, and the Lord will powerfully shield and protect you as he lifts his banner over you. So that's what we need to remember, and we're glad that we're here and able to do that and impart such encouragement and spiritual strengthening and fortitude, which is courage in our faith to live for Christ. So praise the Lord. So let's pray before we begin. So Father, we thank you for this evening, God. We thank you, Lord, for the faith that you've given us, how you've called each and every one of us to receive you, Lord. You know our story. You know our imprint. You know our journey, God. You know all of it, God, from beginning to end, Lord, that you are faithful to complete what you've brought in us and through us, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are marvelously made and your works are displayed in us and through us. God, and we thank you, Lord, that we just are yielding and we participate even as volunteers, Lord, to do great exploits, as it says in Daniel, to do great exploits for you in these days, God. So we thank you, Lord, that there wouldn't be anything hindering, God, that you can freely roam about our hearts, Lord, that there would be no walls with you, Father, and we thank you, God, for doing the work that you need to do, God, that you can just freely, we would be vessels, truly vessels, God, that represent you. So we thank you, Lord, and giving us the courage to say yes to you with faith, hope, and fortitude. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you, Lord, we just dedicate this evening to you. God, we thank you for your peace and your equipping, God, to be with us, Lord. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for the saints, Lord, and our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Father God, we thank you for them, Lord, and just strengthen them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, so I have something interesting. You know, I've had a long time, you know, when we take communion, and generally, I mean, I know that there's communion here on Thursday night. Everybody knows that. And generally, we read from the verse in 1 Corinthians 11. We're starting at verse 23 that says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And then when he gave thanks and he broke it and said, take this, eat it." So, and then 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread," so he did the same with the body and the blood, "and as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Okay, so I, you know, attended, where did you guys go? I attended you know, a few different churches and taking communion, and generally it is that scripture that they read from there. And I've always wondered why, and for a long time, wondered why the Lord would have it and was written such a way where it says on the night he was betrayed. And I know that we can, there's been different, you know, things that have come forth here that are very, very much a depth of revelation on that as well, but it's never really been like in some insight and revelation and grateful for that, but just never really settled in my soul, in my spirit. And with truly, like, I just, and I guess because that particular passage as well is that I, in my thinking was, is that I'm doing this in remembrance of the Lord. So my thoughts and all of my, right, because we're also examining ourselves and doing it before the Lord and doing it in remembrance of him. I'm remembering what he did. So my focus, what is, and rightfully as it should be, on the Lord. But I just want to say there is, I'm going to read a passage to you that I learned, and I was just like, I think the Lord is like leveling up on the Lord's Supper. And I hope this hits you the way it hit me. And I know we talked a little bit last week about the book of Acts coming into play for such a time as this, and just that unique place that they had in history as Jews and Greeks as we come further into the book of Acts. It was written both to the Jews and the Greeks because they were both coming to be the Gentiles in the church there. But so in their generation and then in our generation, it's unique that it's likely that we will experience to some degree the Antichrist, right, and see some of that played out. So that's unique for us. And that's unique in Acts, and there's a lot of parallels there. So in Acts 1, so this is just starting off, and Luke, I don't know if I didn't talk about this particular passage last week, but I know I did mention about Luke had written, and he was talking to Theophilus, however we say his name, and about the teaching and whatnot. Okay, so before everything, like, before everything takes off and the church hits the church and the Holy Spirit comes, here's what teaching and what remembrance they're bringing to them in Acts 1, before Acts 2. Okay, we all know Acts 2 because there's many a church is founded on Acts 2. So in Acts 1, verses 15 through 23, it says, "And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120, and said, 'Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke by the mouth of David concerning Judas.'" So now we're talking about Judas, and it was prophesied even way back when what would happen with Judas, okay, and how this happened, "who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry." Verse 18, "Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity and falling headlong, he bust open in the middle of all his entrails and insides, entrails gushed out." And it is said to, let me go back where I can see you guys, because I feel like even if I could see your numbers, I feel like I can see your face and your faces somehow, faces of faith. And it is said some, you know, you've heard some teaching on the disciples, you know, and the choice and the selection, that there are kind of like a little bit of misfits, if you've heard that word, or, you know, like not altogether, I guess you could say that. Well, Judas was, what I've just recently learned, was somebody who they thought would be an ideal person for his background and his looks and his capabilities to actually handle the money, somebody who was suited in all realms and capabilities to do that. Okay. So it wasn't just like they chose somebody, you know, like, you know, a fisherman in our day would kind of be like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say, but like, I better not give it to a comparison. So, so in all respects, it would be like he would be the obvious choice to be the one to handle the money because of his capabilities, because of his background, and he was very suited in many different ways to handle the job compared to the others. And so he was assigned to this job, but yet it was still prophesied over him, okay? But at the same time, because of the mercy and grace of God he was giving him, he still could have changed his mind because this is the mercy and the grace of God which he offered him, okay? So with the money, it ended up with the money that he stole, the field was purchased actually through some other people, but hence because of Judas, it's likened to that he purchased it because that's how they got the money. And so when he was out there and he hung himself on this tree, and it says that when they found him, it was, he had fallen already. So who knows how long he actually was out there. He had fallen already, and then his insides were gushing out, and the, you know, the birds of the air were probably eating this, you know. Verse 19, and it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, because they did a lot of things in community. They did things in community there. So that field is called in their own language, Akil Dama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the books of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live there, and let another take his office. And therefore, those men who had accompanied us all at the time of the Lord went out among us. And that's when they did, they began to baptize with John. And so that's when they allotted, if you will, Matthias was chosen to go with them because they cast lots in that day. Because during that time, it was very, the Jews very much looked for signs of things, right? That's where Jesus said, and then night of date when David, right, there will be a sign. That's how they looked for a thing. That's how they correlated things and looked for things. And then the Greeks were different. They didn't look for as much signs, but the Jewish people did. They looked for signs. That's how they processed a lot of their knowledge and their, because they were actually, there were many things that were in philosophy and also fables that were intertwined and interwoven into their faith. So a lot of times they would look for signs in order for it to be confirmation that it was the Lord over them. So here in the book of Acts, going back to this, and Peter talking and giving the understanding of what happened to Judas and that he could have, because when Jesus dipped that bread in the wine and offered it to Judas, in that moment, Judas could have repented there. He could have responded. He could have. Jesus was offering it to him and it was very personal, and Jesus knew. Okay, he knew of the betrayal even before it happened. And Judas was deliberate from turning from the Lord. He chose his own way. He had the capabilities. He had the capabilities within himself, and he chose to do it his own way. Even though he knew the word of God, he experienced the presence of the Lord, and he understood the ways of God. He still chose to do his own way, which is what is considered a wicked, deliberate and wicked, when he chose to do his own way. We ourselves, so here's where we resignate or we can reflect in the same manner, is that we ourselves are called by God. We have the capacity to help carry out God's plan and to join him in that. Right? We have the capacity. He's given us gifts and talent. Some people are very gifted in money and handling that. And I think even in ministry, I think this is a twofold understanding and word coming forth is that the wages of sin always bring death, whatever that looks like. And when you have the opportunity to repent and to turn from it and choose not to because you're relying on your own way and your own capabilities, your own capacity, in whatever manner that is, and I would relate that onefold there, is to the merchandising word that's come forth, that you will not be seen fit. The Lord will not use you in such a manner to do great exploits for the Lord, which is about to unravel in the book of Acts, right? Exciting things are happening, but both things are happening because they're bursting through the atmosphere with the presence of the Lord through the prince of the air, and they're feeling that tension of both worlds, okay? And they're feeling it in the spiritual realm of it and in the physical realm of it. And so I think where the Lord, and here's my understanding of, you know, when I heard this and understood it in a little bit different manner. So now when I'm taking communion, it says, and on that night, I need to remember Acts 1, where they brought in what Peter's teaching them and telling them, listen, this is really exceptionally important that you understand what Judas did and how he chose to go his own way. And now if we think about, even reflect, even just a little bit on COVID and how that all started and what happened and where we were and how we processed it. Yes, of course, I will pray for you, Patrice. Yes, I will pray for you. Thank you for texting the program. I will pray for you. And so if we think about COVID a little bit and what happened, did we go our own way? Did we drift? Because here's a wake-up call for all of us, okay? All of us. It's just all of us, really. I mean, there were days where, like, is this going to end? Like, this is the longest day of my life ever. I mean, there were certain days where it just was like, oh, this is just, no, I can't do it anymore. But how did we focus? What did we do? So I just want to tether you to make that whatever slack there was, to make it now taunt and put it in the spirit and in the word, right? So balance that out with the spirit and the word and choose his ways. Continue to choose his ways because he's giving you, as he's called you, and you know this, many of you know this, that you have the capacity to help carry out God's plan and to join him in that and not choose our own way, whatever that looks like. Okay, whatever that looks like, we don't want to choose our own way along the road until we're called to be home, right? It's not over till it's over because we live by faith. And if some of you remember, okay, there was a word. Actually, the Lord, two more things, then I'll pray for retreats and open up the phone lines. There's, as I was writing, just jotting a little bit of this down, the Lord reminded me from the book of Acts that I gave a word, and I thought it was a couple years ago. It was actually, from what I can remember, it was 2020. It was 2020, I believe. And I remember reading this scripture. At least I read this scripture in the church. So it was shortly, maybe the end of 2019 or 2020. But here it is in the book of Acts in chapter 20. Just reading the verses 24. And at this particular time, they were talking to both the Jews and the Greeks at this particular passage. And it was verse 24 says, however, Paul speaking, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Verse 26, therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men. Okay, verse 28, keep watch over yourselves. And I remember reading this at the church during an intercessor prayer type of corporate prayer thing. And bringing this forth during that time, and really thinking of the leaders too. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. These shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. So now I commit you to the God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. And he says, I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. And he's supplied by his own needs. So that is very relevant as well. Okay, because I know that went out and that hit. That's going to land where it needs to land and do its purpose in which the Lord purposed it to be. So thank you, Lord, for just having your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. And some of you might remember the Columbine shooting in the high school. It was actually in 1999 when I looked that up. It was that, which is 23 years ago, which I can hardly believe that. But Casey Burnell was there, and the two, there were 15, it was big, it was in Colorado. And it was the two high school boys actually attended that particular high school, and it was said 15 people had passed. And it was said that they actually targeted athletes, minorities, and Christians. And when they walked up to Casey, they asked her if she was a Christian, if she believed in God. And she said yes. And she met her demise. And her parents wrote a book titled She Said Yes to honor her life. And so I think I just want to encourage anyone who might be struggling. I mean, I even struggle to say that, to be perfectly frank. Maybe find ways to encourage ourselves so that your faith would be fortified in the Lord, because we don't want to choose our own way. We don't. And so when we take communion, we can remember when the Lord said, let me go back there, if I'm saying it properly. For I received from the Lord that which also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. So may that have a deeper meaning resonate within you a little bit further, on each of us, really, myself as well, to solidify the choosing of Christ. We chose Christ. And in my capacity, capabilities, I'm going to carry out God's plan. I'm going to join with him to carry out his plan. And this is why we examine ourselves. I believe that's the next note, why we examine ourselves, that we stay with him, solid with him. So, Father, we thank you for your word as it does its work, Lord, in our lives. Father God, we thank you, God, how you infuse your truth just in the fabric of who we are, God, and who you've called us to be, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every exchange that you've made on the cross for us, Lord. Bring them to remembrance, God. Bring them to remembrance, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In your word, you say, no one takes your life, but you lay your life down. We thank you for that. We thank you for your authority, God. We thank you, Lord, for your fellowship. We thank you for making us whole as we trust in you, God, in our spirits, in our soul, and in our bodies, God. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we cover each other through the blood of Christ, Lord. We thank you that our family bloodlines acclimate to the bloodline of Jesus. and that you bring them in, God, those the prodigals, Father God, that you call them in, God. We call them in, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your restoration, God, in Jesus' name, and the power of your word to go forth, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our prayers to avail us much and to be effective, Father God, on behalf of the body of Christ and that in which you call us to pray. So we thank you, Lord. May you receive the glory and the honor, God, because we know, Lord, all power and dominion and authority and glory are yours and yours alone, Father. So we thank you, Lord, and we are pleased to praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you, everyone. We're going to open the first phone line here at 502-548. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah. It's Greg in Kentucky.
Hey there. Good evening. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm waiting patiently. Father, we thank you for Greg, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for what you're zeroing in on, God. In Jesus' name, that you hit the target. God is zeroing in. And I see him setting the sight and zeroing in on that target, and he will hit the target. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in Greg's life, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for just zeroing in on that, God, and letting it be effective. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Let me just look something up in this, because I'm sure it's just more. Yeah, so I'm saying the word effective, and I know that it's more than just in the prayer, even as I prayed earlier, more than just in James, but sharing your faith may become effective. I think effective. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you for what you're zeroing in on, Father, in the name of Jesus. First Corinthians 16:9, it says, for a great and effective door has been opened to me that there are many adversaries. And sometimes when God's got a call in our life, and then it becomes effective, if you will. So it's openly, the door is open, so it's openly presented to people, or that now can see in the open the effectiveness of Christ in our life. That's when the enemy will come against us sometimes, you know, that just that breaking through and that breaking free. He wants to trip us up and not walk fully in the effectiveness that Christ called us to walk in. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. For your work, God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your power be effective, Father, and in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for teaching him how to walk in this effectiveness, God, and teaching him how to be strengthened in this effectiveness, God, that he might one day, God, run in his effectiveness, Father God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. And how you're just building your kingdom in him and through him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hitting the mark.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I receive that.
Yeah, amen. So how are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good.
Been busy lately. Had a great week's vacation with my beloved, who you probably be talking
good.
To next. And,
awesome.
I'm sure she's probably number two or three in your queue. But
yeah, I think she is. Now that you say that, I see she is right behind you.
Yeah, I beat her this week. Usually she gets in front of me. But yeah, we had a great week. And still playing catch up from being off. And just it's works just like crazy busy. But overall good.
Mm-hmm. Well, good, very good. Do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, speaking of work, I have a boss that really doesn't know what he's doing. And he's making my life very difficult. He's making it very difficult for me to do my job effectively. And he is, instead of removing obstacles, he's actually putting them in my way. So it's a battle, and I'm on the verge of starting to look for something else. So I don't
uh-huh.
know that it's going to straighten. I don't know that it's going to right itself. I don't know that there's a fix.
Mm-hmm.
So just need really God's direction, you know, should I stay, should I go, or open doors, close doors, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Can you give this boss's first name or you'd rather not?
Oh, I don't care. His name's John.
Okay. All right. Let's pray. Thank you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for we lift up Greg's request to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that he's trusting in you, Lord, and acknowledging you, Lord, in all of his ways, even this evening, God, in faith and before you, God, before your altar, before your throne, Father God. We ask for your grace on his decision-making, Lord. And we ask for your wisdom in every provision and decision that he has, Lord, that you would guide him. Lord, with peace, Lord, we thank you that your word says that you lead us forth in peace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for John, his boss, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would bring all things into the light, Lord, and anything, things that the crooked places would be made straight, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that he would even become actually more effective in his workspace, God, and not only what he does personally, but for the company, God. So we thank you, Lord, and just trust you to maneuver and convict and shed your light on those areas, Father God. And so we thank you, Lord, that your grace is a gift. And we pray that John would receive that as well, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, and thank you.
You're welcome. Very cool. Well, thank you so much. Good to pray for you and talk to you tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Oh, my computer is running pretty close. Some of my windows running slow. So I'm trying to close that microphone and it's spinning. Let me see if I can, let me write everyone's numbers down just to make sure I have it in order. I have half of them, so I'm just going to finish them. Okay. Oh, yes. Let me pray for Patrice. Sorry about that, Patrice. Where are you? Oh, 682. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Yes, okay, Patrice, let me pray for you. Okay, yeah, there it goes. Okay. Patrice, I don't see your number on here, but I will pray for you. Okay. So let's pray for Patrice right now. I would like prayer for herself. She has a fibroid causing pain and a cyst on her kidneys, a uterine fibroid causing pain and a cyst on her kidneys. So, Father God, we just lift up Patrice to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your power, God, and we ascribe and recognize that you hold all excellence of power. God, we ask, Lord, that these cysts, God, we pray, we rebuke this condition in the name of Jesus, and we command the pain to be gone, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for dissolving it and resolving it with your blood. We thank you for your application, Father God. We thank you for your dedication, Father God. We thank you for your blood, God, that resolves and dissolves every issue we have, God, even physically, Father. We thank you, Lord, and even recognize, God, the cost of your blood, Lord, and what that meant to you, Father God, and what you've offered to us, God. And may we not minimize it, God, but we apply it, Lord, to Patricia's physical body, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for sustaining her and healing her and making her whole, God. Restore unto her, God, her health, God. We thank you for your restoration, Lord, and the power of your word that you send forth to accomplish that in which you purposed on her behalf, God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you were raised from the dead, God. They were raised from the dead, God, in your power and your might, Lord, be with Patrice, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for Patrice, Father God, and that you bless her spirit, Lord, that you bless her spirit, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would undergird her spirit with grace and strength. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, just for lifting her up, God, lifting her up higher, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let her see in the spirit how she's never seen before, Father God. We thank you, Lord, and let her declare it on her lips, Father God, what she sees in the spirit, Lord. Even, Lord, and sometimes the Lord brings the understanding later, but you just release it, release what you see unto the Lord and dedicate unto him. Father, we thank you, Lord, for just the movement of faith, Father, in the name of Jesus in her life, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for your preservation and your goodness and your loving kindness, Lord, that you crown her with healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Patrice. Thank you. Okay, let's open the phone line here for 828-989. Miss Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
Good, I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Good.
Okay, let's pray for you. Father, we thank you for Jennifer, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just bring her, Lord, to come before you at your altar. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, just for long life and everlasting life, just that like that circle of life and that intertwined with his spirit and your spirit, long life and everlasting life and the movement of the spirit intertwined in your spirit. We thank you, Father God, for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. It's like everlasting life with movement. It's not just the hereafter, but it's everlasting life, the here and now, the life giver, the light of life, as his word would say. There's movement on it, that it's active. And it's, you know, they say that light is both a wave and I forget the other thing, like the energy of the wave and something else, but they can't explain why it's both, but it is. So we thank you, Lord, that it's just that movement of everlasting life being entwined within her, God. And just, and you know, you could say entwined or infused. We thank you for the movement of that, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. And I even see the movement of this everlasting life, the movement of it like going around your feet, where your ankles specifically, and I think that's just representation for preparing your feet and the path that you're going to walk on. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You know, I just reminded of something, and I haven't thought about this in a long time, but at our other house I had a, not a calendar, but a map of the United States on the wall, and the Lord had me praying for the Americas, so North America, Central America, and South America. And I would lay my hands on it and pray and just wait in the Spirit and pray for it. And anyway, the Lord opened the door for me, I don't know how many years later, 2 or 3 years later, to actually go to South America, Bolivia specifically. And we taught with my daughter and her fiance and then another young couple and then a leader from the ministry thing, and taught the youth there on hearing the voice of God. And there was about 12 of them, which was kind of cool because we were like on the dock, on the water. It kind of felt like they were my disciples, you know. Anyway, and at first I wasn't sure if they were getting it at all. But anyway, I say this to say is that after the whole thing was done, they had this wall of you could write notes to people. And this one girl wrote a note and said, I had been praying that somebody would come and teach us how to hear from the Lord, you know, teach us how to do this, like what, and it was amazing. It blew me away. And the Lord just showed me how he led me prior to where he had me move later, if that makes sense. So I see this movement around your ankles of the Spirit, this everlasting life being intertwined and around your ankles. And so sometimes we're just praying because we're being faithful in the moment, but he doesn't show us the revelation to how we were faithful on that specific day and in hearing him until we actually step out to the place where he's ordained and led us. But because we've been faithful in the little, he leads us to much. So I thank you, Father God, for doing that on Jennifer's behalf, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, where she walks, God will be with her armor, with her peace, God, ready to shed the gospel. Lord, even if she's a reflection of salt and light, God, and we thank you, Lord, that this everlasting life is active, it's present. It's like almost like an electric, almost like an electric current, but not that, not like that part, but the movement and it, like, you know, it's movement, it's smooth and current and pliable and active. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wow. That's confirmation. I spent some time with him the other day, and I took a series of photographs of the movement of water and also this tree that I saw, that these vines that were just wrapped around one another. He told me to take pictures of it. And then yesterday morning, he told me I have to get out a map and start praying over a certain city. So that was...
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of in shock when you just said that. Like, I got, my belly just started, I don't know what was going on
wow.
in my belly, but yeah.
Wow. Wow, yeah, because I haven't even thought about that in years. And actually, that particular spot where I actually went, when the Lord said, I want you to get a map of the, and I said, oh, the United States. And he said, no, of the world. And I was like, okay. And so when I went to the, it was like too big for the spot. I was like, I can't find one anywhere, you know, Lord. I've looked and looked, and I can't find it anywhere. If this is truly you want me to pray for this, then you're going to have to show me and lead me to. Okay, so I got from, I don't know what ministry, we must have gave to this ministry. Inside the little note thing was a folded up map. I opened it up I mean, as I was opening the map, I'm like, is this? Because inside I'm like, is this the map that the Lord sent me? It was the world map. I said, oh, my goodness. And I looked, and it was just small enough, like, you know, like a little bit bigger than the computer size screen, you know. And I said, I think this is going to fit exactly in the spot that I, you know, the mm-hmm. Lord requested. So even in that, like, him, anyways, so, yeah. That's incredible. Wow. I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, blown away. Yeah, completely blown away.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow. Thank you, Father. I love it when he confirms things that he's showing me, and it just builds my faith, and it, you know, the weariness that I sometimes feel, it gives me that extra motivation to just not give up.
Yes, thank you for sharing that, because one of my prayer requests, you know, before I do come on Tuesday, is that those that need the confirmation would receive it, you know, and for that reason, you know, for that reason, because all of you here belong to the Lord, and I know that, and I want you to be fully plugged into him, for he is your source. And so whatever comes forth, I want it to be, you know, effective and fervent, you know, in such a way that does, as you're saying, build you up, breathe life into your sails, whatever is, so thank you for saying that. And the very fact that it is in that manner, when we get a confirmation, it does that. It somehow, it's like our faith is expanded and full, you know?
Yeah, very much so. Very much.
Well, that's cool. Well, I look forward to hearing in the days ahead your prayers and then where your feet land. So, yes, so
yeah.
We can pray about that too. So, praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Did you.
You
have a prayer request? Or?
I need prayer, but I don't even know what to pray for. My heart's hurting. And, yeah, just hurting. And I do have a friend who has just recently had COVID, and her left lung has a blood clot on it, and she has pneumonia to lift her up.
Okay, what's her name?
Faye.
Okay. Okay, Lord, we just pray for Faye right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the breath of God to breathe life into her, God, and even praying the light of life, God. We pray the light of life to hover over her, God. We thank you for your protection that you powerfully shield and provide for her. We thank you, Faye. We thank you for Faye, Father God, in her life and how she ministers, Lord, in and through her life, God, to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, let the will and the purposes of God infill her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just command, Lord, again, rebuke this condition over her, God, and we command, Father God, the breath of God to full capacity to come to her lungs, God. We thank you for just expediting your healing and your compassions on her, God. And we thank you for restoration, God, preservation and restoration upon her. And we thank you, Lord, for all those who know her and love her, including Jennifer, God, that you would bring your comfort to their hearts, God, that you would bring a sustaining word to them, God, a sustaining promise, Father God, and speaking over her, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thanks bless
for
you.
Joining us. Bye-bye. Sometimes, hold on, I think I'm getting another message. Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much. A first-time caller. This is really awesome. Okay. First time caller, 817-501. I'm going to go ahead and open your phone line. So good evening. Hi, who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm calling from Arlington, Texas. My name is Nana Ajumai, and I was invited to the call by Rhonda, so I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad you're here too. Tell me your first name again.
Nana, N-A-N-A.
Oh, okay. N-A-N-A, Nana. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought you said. N-A-N-A. Okay, and you're looking for prayer?
Yeah, I'm looking for prayer. I made a decision a couple weeks ago, and I kind of regret it, and it just holds so much guilt and weight on me. And it's not necessarily the decision, but it's just the, I feel like, humiliation that will come with it. So I'm just praying that there's no humiliation.
Okay, well, let me pray for you. Nana, I'm going to mute your phone line for a second while I pray for you, and then I'll come back to you. So thank you for joining us. And you're welcome anytime. Thank you for stating you were invited, but you're welcome anytime, any night. So, Father, we thank you for Nana, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the restoration, God, of his soul and of his spirit, God. We thank you, Lord, in Leviticus, Lord, your word says that that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and that you've given it upon the altar, God, that you've placed your blood and your life upon the altar for the atonement of our souls, God. And that's not just salvation, God, but it's restoration of all things, Lord, because Colossians tells us that you reconcile all things unto yourself, whether on earth or in heaven, having made peace through your blood and the power of the cross, God. So we thank you for these areas that are being reconciled in Nana's life, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you've just even pruned, God, even if they're according to his own decision, God, that you're pruning things off of his life, God. We thank you, Lord, that you blot out, as Isaiah says, you blot out every transgression, every sin, God. And we thank you, God, that you redeem us. God, you redeem all of us as we have the same path to follow, God, which is yielding to you, Lord. Your word says that a broken and contrite heart you will not refuse, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, just for the fellowship of suffering, not that we're glad for it, but that he fellowships with you, that he has an understanding and a heart and a compassion as a high priest who's gone before you, one who's gone before you and understood humility, you know, when they cast Jesus's clothes as lots and just stripped him and humiliated him on the cross and mocked him. He stands with you and he fights for you, that in your distresses and in your cries and in your battles, he's lifting you up. He's helping carry your load. Thank you, Father God, for your spirit is gentle, God. It is welcoming, God. Thank you, Father God. It is teachable, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for your compassions and your mercy and your great grace, Lord, to cover him, Father God. We thank you for the helmet of salvation, God, as he walks through this, Lord. We ask for a greater unity, Lord, in his walk with you, Lord, through your presence, Lord. We thank you for your wisdom that you pour out, God, that is unprecedented, God. It's beyond this world, Lord. It's unprecedented, God. I ask, Father, for impartation of your peace for his spirit and his soul, God, even though it doesn't make sense, the circumstances don't make sense to receive peace, God, but let him receive it, God, for the presence and the unity of your fellowship and understanding, God, of a fellowship of suffering, God, that you would sustain him as his portion, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for making every crooked place straight and just ironing the wrinkles out, God, everything that needs to be redeemed and reconciled, Lord, we place upon you, upon your blood, upon your cross, upon your word, in Jesus' name, We thank you, Father God, Lord, for the work that you've begun in Nana's life, God, just as Colossians states, God, that has received you, and he's receiving Jesus and even receiving more of your spirit, God, that he would continue to walk in you. God is being rooted and built up and established in his faith, God. We thank you, Lord, for teaching him, God. We thank you, Lord, for placing in his heart, God, that he would overflow, God, with gratitude in the days ahead, God, as he learns of you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well, sweet spirit on that. So praise God for that. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sending the text, because I don't know otherwise. So I do appreciate you doing that.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. Okay. God bless you. Okay. I'm going to go back where I was. Okie dokie. Here we go. We have caller 910-709. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Oh, Sylvia, of course. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. Let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Lord. We just lift her up and come to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, you know, just her, like, breaking bread with the Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, how she breaks bread with you, Lord, and even at your altar, upon your altar. And as soon as I said upon, yeah, I was thinking of the verse, I think it's in Matthew, it says, upon this rock, you know, I will establish and build my church. But so there's something that correlates or parallels, which I've never heard anyone say this, but the upon the altar, you are breaking bread with him. So he's definitely building something and establishing something that it would correlate with the other. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're building and what you're establishing as Sylvia is breaking bread with you on the altar, God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, that it's precious and it's holy and it's righteous, God. And it's fulfilling and satisfying, because the Lord does not, you know, leave us empty. You know, he fills us to capacity. And so we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in your fullness, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, if there be anything else. Yeah, I just see, if I'm not saying anything else, like no other type of really just the fellowship and the literal breaking of bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's it. So praise God.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh. Let me see, I know it's upon this rock, but I don't know if this, maybe this resonates with you. I don't know. You can tell me. So Leviticus 6,
okay.
9, it says, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall keep it burning on it. So that's the only thing that has upon this altar, upon the altar in scripture instead of upon this rock, you know, upon the altar. So I don't know, maybe something will come up in your schooling in the days ahead, but I've never heard of that, and it has me curious as well. But praise God. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm just pressing in with school, a little tired. I was going to ask you to pray for some energy. School is going well, though, and I'm liking it. But at first, it's like a little overwhelming. But I just need my body to catch up with the rest.
Oh, my gosh. I totally got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do get that. I do.
And then,
yeah.
And then I wanted you to pray for me today. Seems like I had a divine appointment. I had ran into someone that I hadn't seen in years. She used to be a missionary. And she offered me a position as a chaplain appointment, but, you know, a divine appointment, I'm not sure. And so if you could help me pray for that, I'm just praying on it to see about, you know, taking it.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. So praise God. I love when he does that. That is so nice. Yeah. Well, let me do something else here. Hold on. Okay. It's okay. All right. Let me find you guys again. Let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, God, and we thank you, Lord, just for giving her, strengthening her inner man, God, physically, Lord, and in her spirit as well, God, but certainly, because we know sometimes, Lord, even our spirit gets strengthened, it can overflow as a fountain into our very soul. God, so we thank you, Lord, for giving her strength and vitality and vigor, God, increasing her energy, God, as through her studies, Lord, and her school and all that, all the other needs, Lord, and practical things that she has and serves you throughout her day and throughout her week, Lord, that you would help her, Lord, and stewarding her time as well, Lord, and just everything that's placed before you, Father God, that she could do that well and with success, Father. We thank you, Lord, just for a prosperous outcome, because your word tells us as we meditate on your word, we will have success. God, that you bless the work of her hands and all that she puts her hands to do, Father God. Let that be successful and prosperous as well. We thank you for the mind of Christ and the heart of Christ, God. In her studies and in her outcome, Lord, we pray for this appointment, Lord, that she crossed paths with, this invitation to be a chaplain, Father God. We just pray, Lord, an agreement with her, God, as she waits for you, for your wisdom and your instruction, God, and as she stated, it has her interest and her attention, Father God, but we thank you, Lord, likewise, that she's trusting you and acknowledging you in all of her ways, God, and Lord, and committing that to you, Father God, and if this is, you know, she was in the right place at the right time for the right reason and the right season, God, then you establish it, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you work it out, that she can accomplish what it is she set forth to accomplish for your glory, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. Good to hear your voice.
Talk to you
and pray with you.
You also. Well, thank you.
Thank you, too. God bless you.
God bless.
Bye.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night. Okay. 205-531. Good evening. Is this Julia May? Oops, she might have walked away from the phone for a second. 205-531. Good evening. I think this is Julia May.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
Yes, fine.
Good. Good. Well, glad you're joining us this evening. God bless you. Well, thank you. Let me pray for you, Julia May. God bless you. Father, we thank you for Julia May, Lord. We just lift her up to your altar, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Jesus' name. You know, sometimes people say, or like, I don't know if it was, not sure who it was. I was going to say Moses, but I may not be right in that. But he was in the cleft of the rock. And, you know, and we hear sometimes people say like, oh, you're between a rock and a hard place, but that's not it. Like, it's not the negative connotation of it. So I'm seeing you like in a place where it's similar to the cleft of the rock, but it's like you're covered on both sides and a protection. And it's just like covering you on all sides in a good way. It's like the Lord is purposely having you in this place, but it's certainly in his circumference. And it's not necessarily even a rock. Like the thing around you is very, it's very soft. It's very cushiony. And it's, and I'm just saying it's like completely covering you in the sense like a rock. But we know that our God is a rock of all ages, you know, ultimately. But so it's not hard, and I don't think it's difficult, but it's some type of covering and protection like the cliff of the rock, which is where the Lord spoke, and the Lord, you know, so the focus is just on the Lord and talking to him and even asking him, you know, drawing out more of him, you know, and you know, that place where you just drew out more of the Lord. So we thank you, Father God, just for your covering, Lord. It's actually not even, it's surrounding her. It's not on the top of you. It's surrounding you, like from shoulder to shoulder type of thing. Like if you clasp your hands together, it's kind of like that, and then you're in the middle of it. So we thank you, Lord, for just even what you're placing in her heart during this time, God, and depositing within her while she's in this place, Lord. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I don't know if you're a song person. Are you? Are you musically inclined? I've never asked you.
No.
You're not. Do you sing in the choir or sing at church or?
Yeah, I was in the choir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing like these musical notes being deposited in you, but it. So we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for what you're depositing and imparting into Julia May, God, in this place, Father. We thank you. And it's not, again, it's not hard. It's not difficult. It's actually a comfortable surrounding, like it's soft and cushiony type of thing. So we thank you, Father. So what is the... let me just do this. So it's Exodus 13, but there's 13 or, wait, am I 10 verses? Yeah, okay. Quite a lot. Oh, so the cleft of the rock is a high place. It's a higher place with the Lord. Okay. Yeah. So very good. That's not it's not bad. It's good. So please go. Well, Julia May, how are you doing?
Doing fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm around here trying to I had a little purse that I had my ID stuff in. I done laid it down. I've been sitting here praying about it. Because I got to jump for Medicaid card and all that, my license. I said, Lord, I got to go get all that. It was in the house and I didn't look everywhere. I was like, what did I do that thing? But other than that,
And I gotta, let's pray about that. I've lost so many things when are misplaced things when my kids were younger, and I just asked the Lord, you know, where to.
Mm-hmm.
So Lord, we ask Father God that Julia May would retrieve this small purse, God, with the IDs and the important things that she has need of within that, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would lead her to this place, Lord, of where it is, God, that she would literally find it, Father God, that her eyes would fall upon it, Lord, that her feet would be led to it, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that she has need of these possessions, Father God. And we ask, Lord, that you shed your light on that and, again, just lead her to where that is, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that even as she rests and lays her head down, God, whatever bubbles up inside of her to look one more time or to look in that one place, God, we thank you, Lord, for just speaking to her and leading her to retrieve the purse, Father. And we thank you for it, God. We're trusting you and thanking you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah. We know I'm fine. Jump, gotta go. I'm taking her to the doctor Thursday. So, going back, you know, to check, like I said, if that little blood clot near her heart down there. So it's time for her to go back in a month. Yeah, they found a clot. He says down there, since her heart is kind of weak, it's not pumping. Strong clot is warm down there. And he was glad it won't, you know, up high because it could, you know, come loose. And he said she'll have a stroke, so she started putting on some blood thinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good that they caught that early. Well, we can pray about that too, Lord. We thank you for covering Jennifer, God. We thank you, Lord, just for so much compassion and your heart of mercy for her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just valid and viable solutions and the wisdom for the doctors, God, and the preservation that you have on her life, God, and just extending life to her, God, in many different facets and many different ways, God. We thank you that your spirit would hover over her and just breathe and speak creative words, God, creative healings, God, and creative solutions and resolutions, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm glad you told me. So I'll be praying for her this week. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You threw me off. You kind of tucked in there in the middle of everyone.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Julia May. God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. This is Evelyn from Texas. How you doing?
Good, Evelyn. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Okay. Okay.
Actually,
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me go back. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I say I do need prayer for something, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I, you know, we was praying about the hernia, you know, Lord, to heal that, but it's bothering me more and it has gotten larger. So I've decided, you know, to go ahead and have the surgery. I know the Lord is in the surgery as well as he's still healing.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a date on that already, or you're just deciding?
I don't have a date. And not as of yet. And I just found this doctor yesterday, and I've been calling, but not able to get in because they're so busy. And they said a nurse will call maybe at the end of the week, the schedule and the one that does the scheduling. So I don't understand that part of it. But he's a real good doctor, yeah, and I just want to wait on him.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Okay. All right, we'll pray about that. Okay, let me mute your line and back to you. So, Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Lord. We just lift her up to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you see things clearly, Father God. Your word even says that darkness and light are the same to you, God, that you see straight through, Lord, that nothing is dark, nothing is hidden. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your marvelous light, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, Lord, that you see even inside Evelyn's body, God, intricately, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the preservation, Lord, on her condition, Lord, that she's lifting up to you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we command pain to be gone, God. We thank you for the access to this doctor, Lord. We ask, Lord, for a great grace and favor for you to expedite her appointment, to get a call, God, and to be taken care of, God. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for how you lead her, how you guide her, Father, how you speak to her, Father God, and how you're caring for her, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask, Lord, through, that you just place your balm, the balm of Gilead, upon her stomach, Father God, and upon this hernia, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you would ease pain, ease discomfort. God, we just command, God, that the pain and the discomfort should be gone, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your supernatural work, God, Jesus' name, and her life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, just for even the washing of your word. Lord, we thank you for the washing of your word. And the refreshing for the Holy Spirit to be upon her, you know, the waves at the ocean that are constant and faithful. And as the Lord is constant and faithful to renew and to restore and to refresh. And even in that waters, the waters, as they do that, they are causing the rough places to be smooth. You know, just as the, like when you pull up a shell, it can be very, it's broken, but it can be very smooth because of the washing and the constants and the faithfulness. And, you know, sometimes people find glass and it's very smooth. Because of the constant of the water, where it seems like it's not enough pressure or not enough, but the constant faithfulness and the washing of it, smooths out the rough places. So we thank you for working in Evelyn's life in such a way, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you, too.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too, sister. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I got a text. So Jayla is 334-5. Okay. So I think this is Jayla. Hi, Jayla.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good, okay. Let me pray for you. What time is it? Okay. Getting lost in each prayer, not even watching the time. I think I can do it. Yeah, I think so. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Jayla. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we bring her to your altar. God, in the name of Jesus, so I see like bamboo around you, which is very, I think it's bamboo. It looks like bamboo, like that oriental stuff coming out of the, so it's useful. And, you know, and I don't know, so bamboo, is that, yeah, it's like a bamboo, the bamboo stick. I'm not sure. Okay, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, I was just wondering what the uses of bamboo are, which is very many different things. Mostly like furniture, fabrics, cloth, paper, charcoal, ornaments, garden planting, environmental characteristics, improving the soil. Improving soil structure and soil. That's cool. So there's, so it's like environmentally correct for grass, I guess. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. Sharon, you are next. So thank you. Yes, Sharon, you're next. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for this attribute. I feel like this is an attribute that you're producing, and it's a fruit. So it's just like a fruit, a fruitfulness of this bamboo. So the fruit that you're bringing forth in your life is very useful for many other things. But it also, so because it's environmentally correct, even in the water, so even in the how do you say, like some things contaminate water, and this is useful for the water. So whatever is seeping into the water is useful. Even your fruit is. It's useful for all areas. So when things, as you know, like living in community with other people, when things get into the water system, this is why it's very careful, like people who, you know, they do those crack houses and those drugs, because it gets into the water system, and then all, the whole neighborhood, like it affects everybody, you know. So that's why it's very dangerous and besides illegal. But through the water system, which this is the unique part, is that it's actually blessing, and it's causing a good environment and better growth and process for even other people. So we thank you, Father God, just for establishing this fruit in her life. You know, this one time I had this dream, and this sounds weird because it's not like a typical fruit of the spirit, you know, one of the nine fruits that you're in, but it is fruitful. And what you're bringing forth, your fruit is that what you're bringing forth is fruitful, not only beneficial to the body of Christ because it's in the water and it's nourishing and providing, whether it's oxygen or whatever, that and it's causing a good environment for other people to bring forth their fruit as well, that your fruit is multifaceted, that it is, right, mm-hmm. It's producing things that are useful for many different things, for furniture, food, fabrics, cloth, right, and different characteristics in such a manner that it can be utilized in so many different ways that it's fruitful. So praise God for that. That is incredible. I've never seen anyone have, because there's water under you. I see like the little bit of water there and the bamboo coming up. So that's very interesting, but very cool. But so one time I had a dream, and quickly in this dream, I was eating, the Lord was handing me a piece of wedding cake, like on a plastic clear plastic plate with a plastic fork, you know, and he said, here, try it. I made it myself. And like, he was saying it like playfully. And I looked at the cake and I said, okay, you know, like, cause I could tell he wanted me to have it. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. So I took a bite of it, one bite of it. And I said, he goes, what do you think? And I'm like, well, it's kind of dry. Like, you know, it's a little dry. And I said, what did you make it from? You know, and we kind of like both looked at each other and laughed, you know. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's okay. It's kind of dry. Did you make it yourself? And he goes, yeah. He goes, it's made out of jacara, something like jacara wood. I don't know if I've ever shared this here. And I said, what? It's made out of what? And because I could tell he wanted me to remember that part of it. And And so when I got up, and I'm not a good speller, I have many friends who could testify to this, you know, that edit all my stuff. I'm not a good speller, and I woke up, and I wrote it down just like phonetically or how I thought maybe it would be, just like really quickly out of my head, I wrote it down because I knew I'd forget it if I didn't. And when I actually spelled it correctly, amazingly, and I went to the computer, I found out it's actually a fruit. It is literally a fruit, and it's similar to your word. It's utilized for many different things, this fruit is. So that's the only other, you right there and that bamboo thing is the only other time I've ever experienced or even heard anything of the such. But it is incredible. It really is incredible because it, when it's very useful and diversifying to many different aspects and many different things, is there needs to be a preservation on it. So I'm glad that I even seen it at the altar, because there it is cultivated, you know, there it is grown, you know.
Amen. Wow.
So very cool.
Amen.
Well, do you have any prayer requests before we move on?
I would
thank you
like
for joining us and waiting, by the way.
No problem. I didn't know if I was still in the queue, and I didn't want to press 1 again to get out because I've done that before several times.
Yeah.
I want to, I guess it was a part of the prayer being like fruitful and things of that nature, but I've been praying for God for a financial breakthrough. Because I've just been, like, switching jobs and stuff lately, and I just want to be more, I guess, comfortable in knowing that not necessarily having to be paycheck to paycheck at the moment. So just like a financial breakthrough.
Okay. So one time I was praying to the Lord about this ourselves as well, and the Lord told me to ask for wisdom and provision. And so you've probably heard me pray for it here when people ask for financial. So that's why I pray for that for pretty much everybody when they ask for financial, is whatever the Lord told me to open it so that it would, that would be open to other people as well. So Father, we thank you for Jayla. Father, we thank you for providing for her, God, and these jobs, Lord, and sustaining her, Father, and giving her her portion. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the places for her to walk, to be fruitful and prosperous in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. Your word says that you give us the power to get wealth is in the power of our hands, God. So we thank you, Lord, for her financial blessing. We thank you for the wisdom and provision and what she puts her hands to in this financial blessing, Father God. We thank you for creative ideas and resolutions and solutions, God. And we thank you, Father God. And if there's places that could be like cut the fat or leaner or whatever it might be, God, that you would lead her, guide her, instruct her, God, and prosper her in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. It's a joy to pray for you. So thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. Have a great week.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye. Okay, Miss Sharon. Oops, hold on. There we go. 402-214. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, Deb. I was really glad that I got to notice you were on.
You were glad. Okay, good. Well, I'm
glad you were there.
Oh, okay. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for sharing. Sorry, I have one tug in my ear yelling at me. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for sharing. Yeah, I don't think you guys can hear. I think it's just on my end. So we thank you for sharing, Father. We just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, how you're preparing her. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the things that you're addressing, God, in Jesus' name, and the things that you're addressing in Jesus' name. You know, just like Esther, as she prepared herself to go before the king. You know, she was with the other women, and they all fasted and prayed, but the Lord was addressing things in them, you know, even as they were preparing themselves before the Lord, right? Even though it was like, you know, they did this beauty thing and this bathing and this, you know, and prayer and fasting. So he was addressing things inwardly and outwardly, but it was a preparation. So even in the prayer and the fasting is a preparation to go before the king. So to go before whatever authority in the land that you need to go before and do or say whatever it is you need to do or say, that preparation, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Father God, that it's sustaining an inward work, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that she would even have the community, Lord. I know she has community here in the things of the Lord and in the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord, Father God. Let that strengthen her. God, let that prepare her, Father God. And we thank you for the things that you're addressing, God, in Jesus' name. So that's not necessarily a negative connotation. It's also, you know, the Lord is, he does like details, you know. So like with Esther, he was addressing things as they were preparing and fasting. And yeah. So, Father, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Deb, would you hold up a special friend of mine for prayer? I don't. I want to keep it anonymous, but God knows. So.
Okay. Any specific requests or no? Just your friend.
No, just in general, and you know, if God shows you something for them.
So can you tell me? Can you tell me if it's a male or a female?
It's a male.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, it's a male.
Okay. Thank you. So, Father, we just lift up Sharon's friend to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We just lift him up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So I do kind of see him being lifted up and by his feet. And it's not like, it's almost like so his feet are very much together and it's on a type of a, I don't know if you call that platform, but it is a lifting up. And there's not a lot of, so there's like a balance and a place where he needs to learn, I think, to be still and to balance. And as he's being lifted up, that the Lord was lifting him up and to be still and to have that balance. As the Lord is doing that. So, Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're imprinting on his life, imprinting. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even this imprinting thing, so I'm seeing like almost like it looks like a newspaper. So I don't know if it's even things that he will read, that the Lord is imprinting things that he reads. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. I just open his eyes and his ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, Lord, and that he would taste and see and know that the Lord is good. Father, I thank you for that. So I see him even eating a caramel apple. I don't know what that is. And so I don't know. Is this person a Christian?
Yes.
Okay, so because I see him eating a caramel apple and I was saying taste and see that the Lord is good, I'm wondering if there's something that's not going to even take place that the Lord's imprinting upon him this fall. Like, yeah, okay. I mean, I wouldn't, yeah, yeah, in this season, yeah. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for waiting. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. I am here. I think I just have three more callers, which I have 5 minutes. Okay. I have 323-572. Good evening. How am I speaking to you?
This is Frida.
Frida, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for Frida, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for her, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for showing her where things are at. So let me mute you for a second. Father, we thank you. Like, he's going to show you where things are at and it's very specific. So, you know, when you have, like, you do a email and then you do the @Gmail or @AOL or whatever it is, that at sign. So, so Frida, I see him showing where specifically things are at, like him leading you to the connection, right? Because that's the part where it leads us to the connection that broadens things for us, right? But there's, you know, specifics before that, but the at place is the broad place. But him showing you those connections and where they're at. And I don't know if the connections are literal, relationship things or things in the spirit, the connections, things that, you know, in the spirit, where they're at. And that seems to ring more true when I say that. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, because it is like a spiritual world wide web, right? So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the things in the spirit and how you're teaching Frida, God, that you will show her the connections and where they're at in Scripture, God, even the things that she ponders and meditates. You know, just like me pondering and meditating literally for years about the communion thing and why Judas, you know, and then the connection and first. Yeah, there's something there, and I think this is in Acts 1, I'll say that in case somebody joined later, okay? But so there's that, and then also I've always thought from the very beginning, from the time I was a Christian 34 years ago, I always thought, why are people telling people they're going to leave Earth before, you know, like for this rapture, the pre-rapture thing? It's never, there's something in me where I've always had a reserve, like, okay, you show me in your word, the dispensation of grace, it makes sense. But then there's just something reserved in me that was saying, this is not a good idea. Like, is this a good idea for the body of Christ to tell them this and then they're not prepared? So there's just that reserve, it's something that's holding me back, right? So always pondering, always meditating. So just as I had made the connection, well, the Lord, Holy Spirit showed me and made the connection for Judas in Acts 1 and taking communion and just like this leveling up type of thing, not choosing our own way. But then at the same time, also the second fold of it is that those that are merchandising, that's not good. That's not good. That's not a good demise to be walking in, right? And so, and all the other different things that I brought forth. But at the same time, I was going to say this, is that, and I think this is, I don't know, it could be for you, but I think it's for others as well, is that some people have had in their spirit, I've talked to people over the years that are Christians that think that they might be martyred in their lifetime. Literally, I have talked to people and I think that's odd. Like, I remember thinking, that's odd. I don't know, like, is that right? You know, like, I'm like, but I don't know. It's not my spirit, you know, like where you would hold onto things in your spirit. I just don't know. I'm waiting for the connection. I'm waiting for the understanding. And so I see the Lord begin to put things that are at. So there might be things that you've pondered and meditated on, and then he's going to be showing you where they're at and putting the connection together, putting the spiritual wisdom and understanding and knowledge of him, right, for the sake of your faith. And the sake of, you know, obedience, really. Everything's obedience and walking it out and being faithful to him and doing it, faith with your deeds.
So praise God. So praise God for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, well, that was something too that really drew out on that. So, yeah. So may it be so, Father. Let it be so as you've declared in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining
Amen.
Us. God bless you. Amen.
God bless.
Thank you. Okay. 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
I have a little guy with you.
Would you ask you
okay.
me?
Okay.
I thought you heard her say hi.
Oh,
she said hi before I did.
Oh.
Abigail.
Abigail. Oh, that's sweet. That's such a nice name.
Thank you.
Okay, let me unmute you. Pray for you. Excuse me. I get some water. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, Lord, and just lift her up to your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the precious places that you bring her, God, and the precious places that you've called her, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father, that she would capture them, God, that they would be memories, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, that you would bring those things to her remembrance. When she has need of God, Jesus' name, God, thank you, Lord. That is so precious. And sometimes, you know, when we walk, you know, those shoes that have the memory foam in them, there's a certain thing the Lord establishes that he wants us to remember, like remember this, right? Just like communion. And when you do this in remembrance of me. So I thank you, Lord, just for the things that you're establishing for her to remember, God, that they're shaping her, God, that they're purposed for her, Father, or that they're part of her walk, God. And, again, they're just forming and shaping her, God. And that's what memories do sometimes, you know, and you can, you know, sometimes you can just take a scent or a smell of something and it just take you back, like this memory, just distance, you know, all of a sudden, you know, when the Lord is shaping and forming that is good. He's going to utilize that in some fashion, in some way that, yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Like, I don't know if it's going to be in writing, like in journaling it and then printing it later. I'm not sure. But I know when he does things in our memories, there is very much a establishment in how you will be sharing that as well. So it could just be verbally. And it could be written too as well. So and we pray for your daughter and bless her. Whoa, that should be filled with the Holy Spirit at an early age and receive you. We thank you for the preservation of faith and her family bloodline upon her children, God. Every promise that she's believing for, let it be so. Yes and amen unto her. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I can't open your phone line again because I got a... I might have lost her, but I did pray for her. Maybe she could come back and listen to that. So our last caller here, I'm lost a little bit. Oh, no, right here. 731-334. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Okay. Father, we thank you for Ashley, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to your altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm hearing, that's not good. I'm hearing upright, but I know it has to do, there's an upright. Let me see. Okay. Okay, righteous are you, Lord, and upright are your judgments, your testimonies that you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. So I'm seeing like an upright light, like a, you know, like if you had a fan, like usually a fan is round or like it's on that tall oscillating thing. Okay, it's not round at all. This is upright. And so it's maybe like one of those fans, like maybe those Dyson fans or something that I don't know who owns, nobody I know owns those, but this is because they're super expensive, but you know, like just upright and like, oh my gosh. Anyways, that's the only word I can describe right now. So Father, we thank you, God, for these places that are upright in her life, God. We thank you, God, for doing that, Lord, because we know the Lord sees that and knows it because you're at his altar. I mean, I'm seeing you at his altar. This is my prayer, and I literally see it. Like I'm seeing a place where I'm just observing, when I pray this over you, I'm just observing what is happening at the altar with the Lord, you know, with his presence as you're there. And there is this light. It is also a type of a light that is upright. And we thank you for these places, Father God, that are upright in you, God, of your faithfulness and your justice for her, God, as well as her being a light and reflecting that as well, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for her even doing the work, Lord, to be upright. God takes a lot of, because the word of God, right, is sharper than a two-edged sword. It divides between soul and spirit, and dividing our thoughts and intents of our hearts. So it takes a lot of work to be sensitive to the Lord, to be yielding, to seek him and to allow him for the word to have its way and its full effect in our lives. And so I'm seeing this as upright next to you. So I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
So like a...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I just, hold on. I accidentally clicked your, okay, go ahead. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Never mind, 323. The phone line jumped. Oh, wait a second. Uh-oh. I think I might have lost the... Oh, it did. Oh. Okay. So it is a light. I don't know if she comes back and listens to that, Ashley. But, yes, it is upright. Upright in the sense of the shape of a fan, an upright fan, if that makes sense. But it wasn't a fan. It was more of a light. And the word upright kept coming. That was the first impression, was upright. So I hope that you are able to catch that. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. And God bless you, Rhonda. Let me see if she's still here. She is. So Rhonda, we just bless you for your birthday. Didn't get a chance to pray for you over your birthday yesterday. I just bless you. Over your birthday, Father God, we thank you for the wind of God blowing in her life, God. We thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the winds of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Yeah, I'm just thinking of the winds of God just blowing. We thank you, God, for the seasons of your breath and of your wind, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, Lord, just let a mighty rushing wind be hers, God. Let it come by. And Lord, and even as Billy Graham would say, that sometimes when he was preaching, he would actually have to just step back while he lets the rushing, mighty winds of God go by. Just give them permission to have their way and to do the intent and why they were sent. And may that be yours as well, Rhonda. So God bless you. Happy birthday. Okay, thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.